And now our first feature. Written by Derek James, it celebrates the 30th anniversary of a major player of the city's music scene. Our reader is Elizabeth Stimson.
He was the youngest big band leader in the country. That was 30 years ago. And since then, he has become one of the best-loved musicians in the whole of East Anglia. His name is Jonathan Wyatt, but I expect most of you reading this will know that already. The Sproston boy still lives the dream, and fronting a band featuring members with style, flair and real passion for the music they play. Over the years, more than 100 men and women have been proud to have been part of the big band fronted by Jonathan, performing across the region. And this year, they are already well into another busy year. I absolutely love it, and I have worked with some fantastic people over the years, said Jonathan. The band leader, trombone player, and during the day travelling the country as a sound mixer, working on TV shows, watched by millions of people. The son of Melvin and Gordon Wyatt, his dad was a plumber, and young Jonathan, who was born in 1970, grew up listening to the sounds of Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey. Mike Tooby, head of music at Sproston High School, encouraged my interest, and I remember that I always wanted to play the trombone. My dad told me he would sell his car to buy one, but he didn't have to, he said. Young Jonathan joined Sproston Brass Band and was taught how to play swing and jazz with the likes of Bert and Ray Nabarro. He then became part of the student jazz orchestra before thinking about putting together his own small band. We rehearsed in Richard Nichols' front room at his home in Old Catton. It was a bit of a squeeze, he said. But it was legendary Norwich showman, the late Dick Condon, who inspired him to put his own band together. He was helping out, serving coffee at the Theatre Royal, when Dick encouraged him to form the Theatre Street Jazz Band and secured them dates at Cromer Pier. And the rest, as they say, is history. When playing music, he first worked in the post room at Norwich Union before moving to the training department, working with recording equipment. That led to him making the decision to go freelance as a TV sound man. His first jobs included Channel 4 Racing and then Brookside and Hollyoaks. It was in 1987 that the big band arrived on the scene, comprising of men and women of all ages and walks of life coming together to make music and entertaining the people of East Anglia. I have worked with some wonderfully talented people over the years, the likes of Bradley and Elliot Mason of Norwich, who now work with some of the biggest names in the business in America, he said. Talking to Jonathan, who I first wrote about when he started out, it is clear that he still gets so much pleasure out of playing with his band and singing such as Ollie Day, the Moonglow Sisters, Stephen and Paul Anmer, and many more. The atmosphere they create on the stage is quite magical, and they have also helped to raise tens of thousands of pounds at charity events across the region. So catch them if you can.